Welcome everyone to the Lucrello Governance Call on Monday, 27th January 2014. On the call today we have on the Spanish channel Oscar Garcia, José Arce, Aida Noblia, Raúl Bauer, León Sánchez, Juan Manuel Rojas, Vanda Scartezzini and Colvin Samuels. We have on the English channel Dev Anand Tilaksing, and we have apologies from Olivier Crépin-Leblon and Sergio Salinas Porto. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivancourt and myself, Julia Charvelaine, and our interpreters today are Veronica and David. I see that Fatima Cambonero has just joined us. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes and to allow interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you, and over to you, José.
This is José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Julia. This is José Arce. Hello, Julia. Hello, Sylvia. Hello, Veronica. Hello, Davy. And hello to all the participants on both channels. Thank you very much for your participation in this call. I would like to tell you that today, very early in the morning, I received a phone call from Sergio. And due to personal reasons and professional reasons, he was not able to participate, to attend this meeting, this call. So he asked me to be the chair, to lead this call. So I was very willing to do that, And today I will be the chair of this call because this is a very important working group and we need definitions. So we will discuss the pending action items or the pending items on the agenda. We have a topic that was very well discussed last call that was a definition of good governance, and the idea was to debate and discuss these characteristics and see if we do all agree with this so as to be able to move forward and to proceed with the development of this working group and the task of this working group. So I will read this aloud, and please, while I'm reading and while we take the floor, please let me know if this is the idea that we have so as to use this as a way to understand our objectives. Good governance has three or eight main characteristics. It is participatory, consensus-oriented, accountable, transparent, responsive, effective, and efficient. It is also inclusive and follows the rule of law. It assures that corruption is minimized and the views of the minorities are taken into account and that the voices of the most vulnerable societies are heard in decision-making. It is also responsive to the present and future needs of the society. We had already read this definition, so the idea is to now discuss and talk about this, to take the floor and see if we want to adopt this definition of good governance as one of the main goals or one of the ideas for this working group to keep on working for the region. So now I open the floor for questions and comments regarding this definition. José Arce speaking. I see Fatima. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Thank you very much, José. This is Fatima for the records. Can you hear me? José Arce speaking. Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead, please. So this is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much. I apologize because in the previous call, I was not able to participate. I was listening to the MP3 files, and perhaps I am saying something that was already discussed. In the first call that we had, they provided this definition of good governance, and I remembered that we had been discussing this. I want to say, first of all, that I do agree with this concept of good governance, And we said that this was a principle, this could be translated into a principle for us to create or define our objectives. So the idea is, or my question is, do we still have this into account? I mean, are we going to take this definition into account so that we can derive the objectives of this working group? So this is my question for those who have participated in the previous call, and perhaps you can let me know about this. Thank you. Fatima, this is Jose Arce speaking. Yes, I think we still have are on the same basis, on the same line. So, if there is no other comment or comment against this, we can proceed with this along these lines. I see that there are many people typing on the AC room. So, Banda, you have your hand up. Please, go ahead. This is Jose Arce speaking. I think Banda is not listening to us. Or is not. I mean, I see that her audio is very choppy, or she's saying that her audio is choppy. Well, but I think that we do all agree with this definition so as to move forward with the discussion. I mean, we all agree with this definition of good governance. So I believe we can proceed or move forward to the following item on the agenda. I see that Deb is posting the links for the transcript from the last call. So let's go to item number 4 so that we can discuss or debate about the change or about our regulations or about our laws. I mean, I think that this is the opportunity to say if that we want to change or amend anything in our rules. What do you think about this? Do you think is it necessary to change our rules? I believe that it is necessary if we take into account how the region works and the interaction of the different members. And this is so because for a long time we have been experiencing or seeing very differences or big differences in our points of view and the difference between the Caribbean region and the rest of Latin America. So I think that throughout the dialogue and discussion, we have been able to grow as a region, and little by little, all the different ideas and thoughts from the different organizations being part of LACRALO, well, I believe that the current rules of LACRALO are confusing. They confuse somehow. We are not able to understand, perhaps, correctly the rules, and the sense and the meaning of the rules perhaps are taken very literally, and sometimes this is not good for the region. And perhaps we are also facing problems that where no solution is possible. And perhaps if we can give a clear definition or a clear sense to this rule or a better definition, well, that will be very good for the region. This is Jose Juan Manuel speaking. May I take the floor? This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Well, I would say that I agree with you in terms of what you said about the roles, but I also remember that not long ago there was a change in the rules of procedure, in the ALAC rules of procedure. So as far as I understand, these rules also affect us. And my question is, it's related to that. We have new rules of procedure, but how do they affect, or how these rules will affect us if we change our own rules? because I know the other rules have been modified, have been changed. So perhaps there might be kind of incompatibility among those rules and our rules. And the idea would be to harmonize the rules. So that is my question, basically. Jose Arce speaking. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Thank you, Jose. I am Fatima. Sorry, I was muted and I couldn't speak. First of all, I would like to say that I think that the question is not properly done, at least when it comes to the definition of rule. I mean, we have operating principles and bylaws in LACRALO. So the idea would be, or the question should be, if it is necessary to change our operating principles and bylaws. I have already mentioned this before. My point of view is that this working group should define which are the operating rules or which part of the bylaws are to be amended or modified, but it is not the task of this working group in itself. And this is related to what Juan Manuel says. ALAC, I think in April last year, issued or amended its rules of procedures. And the idea is that the RELOs may adapt their own rules of procedures to the ALAC rules of procedures. So the idea would be to harmonize the ALAC rules together, I mean, in fact, the ALAC rules with our LACRALO rules. Now, if we are going to vote these in the General Assembly in London, well, we are running out of time, so we will need to discuss which rules should be modified, and we should produce a document with the new rules that are being proposed. I don't know what you think about this, but I think this is very difficult because we do not have much time. This is Jose Arce speaking. Yes, two things. First of all, I would like to mention read what Carton has typed. He says that I am interested in which characteristics we think we are lacking in our government governance arrangement. So this would be a first point, and as you type your answers to this, I would like to say the following. I mean, Fatima, all the work that has been done, because you have been a very active participant, and perhaps Dev, because you have been participating in this to improve language barriers. So this would be a kind of waste of time if we repeat the work, because we are at a stage in our region that where we have a good understanding of this. And, of course, we need commitment. This is what we lack, in fact. But taking this into account, we can say that we need commitment. If we don't have commitment, if we're not committed to working, well, everything would be impossible. But if we are able to achieve commitment, then our understanding will improve. But, of course, this is the most difficult thing to achieve in LACRALO. And this is our challenge, I would say. And part of this challenge, well, is to achieve commitment. This is one of the topics. Now I am reading the comments that are being posted on the AC room. Thank you, Banda. You agree. I agree with you. We have time. Banda, I see your hand up. Would you like to take the floor to express your comment? Banda, we are not hearing you. Okay, Fatima, I see your hand up. Go ahead, please. Jose, this is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Jose. Well, I didn't mention this effort that was done for the Costa Rica meeting before, and it is true. I mean, it is not good to waste or to lose all the efforts made and all the consensus achieved. But when I say, at that time we didn't have the new ALAC rules, but we can divide or we make the difference between operating rules and operating principles. And in that case, I mean, we can focus on that. We can take what has been done, and based on that, well, we can check and see what can be applied. Perhaps we can work with that. And of course, I do agree with you in that we cannot lose all the effort that was made before. Jose Arce speaking. Deb, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devananta Lakshmi speaking. I have to admit, when I think about the ALAC rules of procedure, maybe I have to really look at the link again and study it. But I'm trying to think of any particular example that requires a change in our rules of procedure. So I'm really not certain what. Okay, the ALAC has updated its rules of procedure, but I'm not certain there's any particular change in the ALAC rules of procedure that requires. Well, we need to change ours. So using that as a basis for, well, we need to change ours, I don't think it is an appropriate thing, unless there's some specific clause in the ALAC rule of procedure that requires us to look at the way we select ALAC candidates or so forth. So that's one thing. I think that any changes really needs to go back to like the definition of what we consider to be good governance, and looking at how, if there are changes to be made, a change that could improve the governance. It's really falls on us to really identify what are our. Looking at that definition, do you think Lakwalu meets those characteristics of governance? Of good governance, and if not, why not? And we talked about a few of those things before in the last call. But what would then be the appropriate solution that would require a change in the bylaws? And I have to say that I don't really want to create too many changes to the bylaws at this point in time. But I will only be interested in specific bylaw changes that will achieve good governance. So that's it.
Dave, this is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much for your comment. It is very precise. Carton, could you please clarified so that we can discuss and perhaps to have an action item or question? I mean, could you, because, I mean, you are talking about the characteristics or speaking about the characteristics that we lack in terms of governance. So, I mean, what is your point when it comes to this? And once we have that clarification, we will be able to move forward. Either we can discuss that, or we can leave that as an action item for next for the future. I mean, Carlton, would you like to take the floor, or perhaps you can tag on the AC room?
This is Carlton. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If you look, Carlton, for the record here, Jose, you said the principles, the operating principles that came out of ALAC are the ones that we should embrace, I believe. And then you look from those operating principles, there come the rules of procedures. The rules of procedures are intended to conserve and reinforce the operating principles. It is important, if our objective is good governance, therefore, to look at the attributes, the characteristics of good governance, and the ones that are named in the document that we are all agreed includes consensus-oriented, accountable, transparent, responsive, equitable and inclusive, effective and efficient, follow the rule of law. where you have the rule of law there, we would want to make sure that we're not talking about a rule of law as in a legal framework individually, because that would mean individual countries or anything. But there is a set of rules and principles that are called the natural law that we can all agree on. And then, of course, there's the participatory characteristic, which is the one that I think you're going to have some problems with in determining metrics, because unless we have some metrics, we will not know how well we are tracking this, the attributes of good governance, which we are all committed to. That's the point I was trying to make, Jose. Thank you.
Jose Arce speaking. Carton, thank you very much for your clarification. My idea, was to produce or draft a document. I mean, I have already mentioned that in another call. I think perhaps we can have a reduced group of people working on a document, and perhaps those people or those members should be people knowledgeable on about the characteristics or the attributes. And this will help us to move or to improve the relationship among the members of the region. So we need to take into account the text in itself, but also the experience that we have, because otherwise we will be in the wrong way or in the wrong path. You mentioned, Carton, the issue of the metrics. And we know that our region is very complicated in that sense, because sometimes people or a person raises the hand to participate or to be against, perhaps, or in disagreement with another member or participant. And sometimes we are not dealing with people who use their common sense to achieve what we know or what we call consensus. Perhaps sometimes in our region, the word consensus is a taboo word. So my idea would be to have a draft of these rules, and based on consensus or by means of a vote, perhaps we can reach London and to change the rules according to what our common sense determines. And unless there is opposition, I think that in a vote, consensus and common sense will be the winners. We have been growing throughout time, and of course we need to discuss and take into account consensus. I see that Banda has typed a comment on the AC room. Is there any other comment or question regarding this item on the agenda? Otherwise, we will leave this as an action item, that is to say, the creation of a sub-working group to produce a proposal or to create a proposal. What do you think? Let's leave this for next call. We should have a group of two or three people, to have a subgroup so that a proposal could be drafted and to have our information. We should draft this document and discuss this document internally in our next call, and then we can open that document to the rest of the region. Otherwise, we will be against or working against the principles of good governance. Let me know if you agree with this so that we can move forward with the agenda. Let me make a clarification. This draft that I am requesting for next call, it is a draft. I see Carton is typing. Okay, Carton, thank you very much for your support, for supporting this proposal, because we know that common sense is the less common than of the senses. So I see Fatima who wants to take the floor. Fatima, go ahead, please. This is Fatima for the record. I see this question is related to the other item on the agenda, but we have been talking about, or you have mentioned, something about metrics. In our draft for Costa Rica, the topic of the metrics was included for Lagralo, and this is a topic where it was very difficult for us to find agreement. Now, my question is, when it comes to the metrics for Lagralo, is this or should this be included in the changes to our rules? I don't know if you can answer that question, or perhaps this is a question that should be debated or discussed by all the members. I mean, I am concerned about this. This is my concern, in fact. This is Jose speaking. Fatima. As I said before, discussing about metrics would be to feed somehow or to give reasons to these people, these difficult people, to be against us. So I think we should leave this issue of the metrics for another moment. I mean, perhaps we should evaluate if we can draft something about the metrics. Of course, we have something which is very important for us, and this is the ALAC rules. But I think this would be a very good proposal or an interesting proposal for next call. We have something before we have a document that was produced for, and we need to make the most of this document. And of course, perhaps adapt this to the rules, the ALAC rules of 2014. This is Leon Felipe Sanchez for the record. Thank you very much, Josef. I mean, I do agree with you in terms of the metrics is something difficult and complicated, but I think we can reach consensus and perhaps we can have written metrics as a guideline, but they should not be part of the Lagralo rules of procedures or bylaws. I mean, this should be a point of reference for us. We should have these metrics drafted or contained in a document so that we can use them as guidelines for Lagralo. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much. Leon, Raul, would you like to take the floor? This is Raul Bauer. I mean, I'm not sure if I have all the information, all the necessary information to work. But when it comes to the metrics, well, I feel that we are not focusing on that, or we are not doing our best to address the issue. I mean, if we're going to work together, I think we have to make a decision, perhaps based on consensus or by means of participation or taking into account the opinion of the majority. Perhaps I didn't have many opportunities to participate, and I apologize for that if it is that I missed any debate or a discussion, an open discussion regarding this and regarding the different alternatives that we have to deal with metrics. But I would like to address this issue and to face this issue. That's all. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering if Jose was seeing my hand. Okay. Because we're not hearing anything from the interpreters.
Jose, is Jose there?
Dev, this is Jose speaking. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. This is Devanand speaking. One of the comments I want to make is that before looking at enshrining some metrics in our rules of procedure as to, well, members should follow this, I think we really need to perhaps study and perhaps develop some reporting of the metrics that we may think are useful, and just see where exactly our members lie. So in terms of say attendance, policy working groups, etc., and actually develop it to see what our current state we are in right now. I know from a fact that as I discussed in the last call, we're very good in the participation when it comes to elections, but in terms of participation in the ICANN policy work, we are, I think, lacking. But I would rather recommend we look to develop the metric, do some reporting first, then see about whether to, whether we should put metrics in there or not. That's my suggestion as a way forward.
Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I will express my personal point of view. As I said before, in terms that we sometimes need to work in small groups. I mean, although this reporting that Dev is mentioning is very important, I mean, I think that taking into account our region, well, I think this goes against our region, because this kind of deliberatory democracy, well, sometimes goes against our region. So I mean, perhaps there might be people who may believe that an objective work of a group of people would help to have a concrete result, because otherwise we will not be able to reach London with a concrete result. But I do believe that we can have a document, as Leon said, to have a standard or a guideline, and to have moral metrics, to put it somehow. But if the region wants to discuss this, of course, I'm not going to interrupt that discussion. What I say is that long discussions sometimes generate a bureaucratic action, and this is something that goes against our region. Carlton, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Jose. This is Carlton, for the record. Let me address the issue of metrics. Most of you will know that I have a serious concern about adopting metrics willy-nilly, because if you focus on objective, it's the results that matter. It's always the results that matter. And to my mind, I see metrics being misinterpreted in a serious way. Let me give you an example. There are issues in policy development where some of us simply don't have any interest. And I don't believe a volunteer should be penalized for not having an interest in a specific topic. That's the first one. The second one is, there are going to be uneven participation in all of these debates of policy and policy development. And the reasons are very clear. Some of us will come more prepared than others to participate, and because we read more documents, because we have more conversations, because we even come into the conversation with a lot more experience and a lot more references than some of our colleagues. I do not believe that you should reasonably have any way to penalize a volunteer who may come to the table with an interest, but with an interest that is not fully formed. If you look at the metrics that are proposed, some of them talk about how many times you participate in a teleconference, or how many times you post on,
o cuántas veces,
how many times you post on a list,
ustedes or publican un comentario en una lista,
or those kinds of things.
Ese tipo de cosas.
I don't think they're useful. Too objective. I really do not believe those
yo
are useful.
Yo realmente no creo.
What I will support
lo que yo
is,
respaldo es
there is a set of metrics
hay un conjunto de métricas
that has been developed by the ALAC.
Han sido desarrollados por ALAC.
I would support a conversation
Hassan, can you hear us?
Where we
Hello,
look
Hassan,
at that set of metrics.
Can you hear us?
Yes. I can hear you.
Gautam, there seems to be some problem with the translation, then they are not hearing us. So could you please wait a moment and do this solved?
Okay.
This is Dave. In fact, we were hearing the Spanish audio. We were hearing you interpreting it, in fact. So as Carlton was saying it, we were hearing your interpreters in Spanish. Okay.
There must be some kind of problem then. Let me see if we can solve that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please go ahead, Carlton. It seems to have been solved now.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I was saying that my concern is making the right set that is good for purpose. The objective is to have our colleagues participate in the policy development process. I am the first to tell you that there are policy perspectives to which I have very little interest. I would not wish to be penalized as a volunteer because I don't have interest in that specific topic. Equally, I would not wish for a volunteer to be penalized because the topic they're interested in, they have a longer time to develop, primarily because, A, they don't have access to all the documents, and because of language, we know the question, the problem of language and translation and how that works. B, they have less experience and therefore comes to the table with less of capability than somebody who has more experience in the subject area and so on from your other lives. I don't believe the person who shows up should be penalized for that, and that could depend on how often they would probably intervene on a list or say something in a teleconference. You might believe that it's important for somebody to listen and learn. There's a proverb that comes from somewhere that says, if you want to learn something, listen more than you talk. So I don't believe that you should penalize volunteers who genuinely attempt to participate but are hampered by one way or other from participation. It's going to be uneven. Participation is going to be uneven. That is, as far as I know, that is the way voluntary organizations have always been and will likely always be. So what I'm saying is that I would not be opposed to us taking the ALAC metrics and looking at them to see which ones are appropriate for the La Corallo context. I would therefore not wish to see metrics adopted in a ROP or even adopted as official, wherever we want to put them, until we would at least look at them and to see how useful they are. Probably even have a kind of a test driving stage before we start looking at metrics. That's why I'm telling you that I would support what Dev will say. Dev was saying we should not just go adopt the set of metrics, but really tease and look at them to see which ones are appropriate for us, and even spend some time following them for a period before we even decide which ones of the ones we think are useful are adaptable. Thank you.
This is Jose Arce speaking. Now Fatima has the floor. This is Fatima speaking. Fatima, for the record, I fully agree with what Carlton is saying, in the sense that we need to analyze what are the adequate metrics for us and to see which ones we should adopt according to our own reality and where we should place them, where should these metrics be included. Now, there is an issue or a point where we once again fall in the discussion, and this is something that has already happened. I understand we all are volunteers and there's no reason why we should be interested in the same issues. We're all different and it has to be that way. And we should not be obliged or forced to go and learn a new issue that is not interesting for us. Now, this is an election time and participation is increased. And participation is understood as 1+1, and this is not actually active participation. This is what we're saying for a very long time. What do we need to do to have active participation? We have identified that there are difficulties for participation, and we identified why this was happening. And one of the reasons was that people were not trained in certain issues. So we provided the Lacrallo telephone training, and we are going to provide some news in the list, email list very soon. And we also provided training for people, and participation did not increase. We are seeing there are discussions in terms of policies that are affecting us in Lacrallo, and we are always the same ones participating. It's very few people. So we still see a very high deficit in terms of participation. So if we could provide the tools and people still do not participate, then we need to make some decision, because the result of an election cannot depend on that, and a person who wants to run for a certain position should not be a person who has never been in any of the calls. So we need to take this seriously. We should not see who is going to adopt or not adopt any modifications. This is Jose speaking. Thank you for your comments. I agree with you, and I think everybody agrees with Carlton as well. None of the volunteers should be penalized for not participating. So I think the challenge is in being able to have quick results, and those results are possible, in my view, with this very small working group that I have been insisting for a long time should be made up of very competent people, and we do have those people. So we should have objective metrics, including all the members in the region, without falling in what Carlton has described, and we can have that proposal for the next call. And we can do a sort of a test drive and get to London. I'm trying to think of times here. I would like to have a definition by London and to be able to modify the rules. We can't modify the rules without really having those metrics, without having those metrics in place. So I think we're always ahead of ALAC, and that's not the idea. The idea is to finish with this so that we can progress to the next level, to discussing policies, as which is what Fatima is saying, and this is what we are here for. And however, we have those groups because this governance group is a group that is in charge of seeing how we can change the policies, and however we are seeing, we are dealing with the metrics to see how we can, or we're actually speculating with some kind of moral sanction, moral penalization or institutional sanctions, and that's not our idea. And I think results should be seen quickly. If we take this discussion seriously and if we have this test drive, then we will have, we need a year at least for this. And so this is just one of the items of this working group. So to try to sum up, to close this idea, I propose to all of you here to have some volunteers in the call today, and you can submit a draft for the next teleconference. I don't really know when that teleconference is. Maybe someone can confirm this. This will be every month or every 2 weeks. There will be there was one in December, and now we're having another one. So there should be a proposal based on the previous modifications of our rules and principles, and an alternative for these metrics. I don't really... We have 2, 3, or 4 people who could be working. So imagine, if it's 4 people working, 2 could work on the metrics, and the other 2 could work. On principles, I volunteer to work on the metrics and to bring a draft with a proposal 1 month from now. So we would need 3 other volunteers. If you agree with this, you can write your comments on the chat room. This is Juan Manuel speaking. I would like to contribute with the metrics too. I would like to work on this issue. Jose speaking. Well, I'm seeing that Leon Sanchez is also joining the metrics group, and Juan Manuel has just given his support to do something. I see that I didn't expect any less from Dev. I see Dev is volunteering to help contribute as well. Dev, would you agree, and I need you to confirm this, would it be okay to modify the operating principles and the rules of procedure? We can do perhaps 3 and 3. If Dev agrees with this, then it could be Dev, Vanda, for the operating principles, and Leon, Juan Manuel, and me for the metrics issue. I await your confirmation. Confirmation for all of you. I see Fatima has just raised her hand. She has dropped from the AC room. Now she's back. I see Fatima is saying she is joining these two. Fatima, Leon, and Juan Manuel for the metrics. Dev, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jose. This is Devanand speaking. I guess I'm trying to understand clearly, because I understood the part about looking at the metrics and coming with objective metrics and so forth. I'm not sure 100% sure what you mean by looking at operating principles and our rules of procedure. Looking at them to do what exactly? And because as you were describing it, you know, looking at these objective metrics and developing it, testing it, might take a year to actually to do it and see how it works before we make any changes. So I don't know, so what exactly did you mean by looking at the rules of procedure or the operating principles? Could you just clarify that?
This is Jose speaking. Yes, of course. Well, thank you, Dev. Jose speaking for the record. Well, the idea with being able to subdivide these two groups is to progress and to resume the work we had started some time ago. Perhaps the whole work was done by other members, but the work that the region made, it was a work that couldn't really be tested in the previous GA. So perhaps it's to resume that work and to see if we need some other kind of modifications. And one specific issue in dealing with the metrics, and this would be done by other two or three people to see if they can be addressed, then the analysis is the analysis by one of the groups should be to resume the work to see if the work done at that time is still in effect and if we still need it and if we need something different. And the second group would be focused on metrics. So in the next teleconference, we should see if we can merge these two issues and elaborate a final document to take to London. That's the idea. So, Deb, would you like to take the floor?
This is Dave. Okay, thanks, Jose, for that. I'll think more about it. My concern will be that, you know, I wouldn't want to make any hasty changes to the rules of procedure because we're going to be in February right now, and so I'll think about it some more. Thanks.
This is Jose speaking. Thank you, Dave, for your comment. The truth is, the region is working more or less properly, so it is true we don't really need a hasty change, but I do think that changes are always positive. So if we have a serious work in a short time and we can make changes, those changes will be a lot more positive than just staying on our status quo and saying, well, this is working more or less, and I think we should make changes and really do them. So we cannot discuss changes with work done by others, and we have been discussing these changes since Cartagena, and I think it is crazy to look at somebody in the eye, a person that has been working on this, and tell that person, well, you were in Cartagena in 2010, and you've been working for 4 years, so let's just take another 4 years so that we can discuss this and still have a view on this. I think we need a change on this. I don't really need a crazy change, but I think there are people who are trained who can propose something serious so that we can adopt it. Fatima has just raised her hand. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you. I fully agree with what you have said. This has been in our region for a long time now, and we need some concrete definition, definitely. I do share the concern in terms of time. Dev and I were part of the team working on elaborating the new operating principles presented in Costa Rica, and it took us a very long time to agree on this. So to a certain extent, I share that concern on whether we are going to have this ready by London. And in my view, we should have three subgroups, because we have the operating principles on one hand, the rules of procedure on the other, and then the metrics, if we don't want to mix them with the rules of procedure. So I think we should have three groups, one for each of these issues, one for operating principles, another one for rules of procedure, and another one for metrics. This is Jose speaking, for the record. Thank you, Fatima. Thank you for your comments. If you agree, up to now we have 6 people who have volunteered. If you all agree, we can subdivide this in 3 and do this. Carlton here is saying, we should have this in line with the operation principles of ALAC. So these are people who are committing to bring a serious proposal for the next Charlie conference. We should have these characteristics of good governance and bring a proposal that's aligned not only to these characteristics, but a proposal that's aligned to ALAC principles or to the at-large community. I am fully convinced that if we subdivide in three groups and two people in each, as Fatima is proposing, I think these people are trained to bring a proposal, an objective proposal, and a proposal that will have common sense. If we do not think in these short-term goals, and if we do not think in these people, and if we have some doubts, we have a bad basis to begin with. And I think we will need another 4 years to keep discussing on this, and in 4 years from now, we will see if we will adopt this or not. I think we need a change now. And there are people who have been trained, and they can propose a change, and the others can contribute to that change as well. I'm not saying that there should be no discussion, no deliberation, that this should not be fully open, because if we open the game, as I was saying, deliberation democracy is good, that if we exceed in giving a lot of participation to people, then these deliberations end up giving us bad results, and we cannot have a concrete issue to show the results. So we're just reaching the end of the hour. Is there anybody else who would like to take the floor? Do you want to say if you want these three groups to be created? Are you in favor? Are you against? Do you not want these groups to be created? Do you want to have a specific teleconference for metrics, maybe? So what do you want? Do you want to have a teleconference for metrics only? Do you want to have that we can have one teleconference every 2 weeks, one for operating principle, another for rules of procedure, another one for the other issue? Or can we decide if the three groups can bring a draft in one teleconference? What do you prefer? I want this to be defined now, or if you have another alternative, please speak now. We have a few minutes more ahead. This is Fatima speaking. I volunteered to work on the operating principles group, and Oscar is asking about this link that I share on the AC room. This is a document that we prepared together with Deb, Sylvia, Sergio, and some other people in the region. And we had reached some kind of agreement, and this is the draft that we wrote. We can take this as a basis for discussion. And if it is aligned to the new ALAC rules and to the good principles of the good governance. And I think it is good to have three groups and to have one call per subgroup and then to meet again when we have a result and once we have progress on this issue. Jose speaking. Thank you, Fatima. I'm not sure if the calls of these three subgroups need to be with staff involved. Perhaps two people can just join. Carlton, can you please clarify your proposal? I'm not sure I understand that.
This is Carlton for the record. I am agreeing with you, Jose, that it's better to have the three issues separate. Because they are bite sizes, it's not going to be overwhelming for anybody to look at all at once on any one group. And then you take what comes out of those three discussions and harmonize them in the larger group. That's what I'm suggesting. I'm agreeing with you there.
Jose speaking. Thank you, Carlton. Do you think 1 month is enough time? Perhaps we should harmonize this for the next teleconference, and then we can see if each group will call for another teleconference. That I think 1 month, what do you think, actually? Is 1 month a lot of time? Is it just a short time?
No, 1 month is good.
We have some other three people. Dev? Well, actually, Sylvia, can we take note of this, please? Dev then will contribute to the rules of procedure. Fatima says rules of procedure as well. Vanda will work on the operating principle. And then we would need someone else for the operating principles again. And we have four people for the metrics issue. So Vanda and Fatima are on the operating principles group. Vanda and Fatima, operating principles again. Dev will contribute to the rules of procedure. This is another speaker speaking. I offered to work with Vanda and Fatima in the operating principles. Jose speaking again. I would need someone else to work on the rules of procedure. I can move to the rules of procedures and work with Dev, but I want all of you to agree that Carlton and Juan Manuel will work on the metrics issue. If so, we're going to close this call, and we will meet 1 month from now with that document. Just to confirm these groups, and then we will close this call. And once we confirm this here on the AC room, Juan Manuel, could you please confirm, and Carlton, could you please also confirm that you will be working on the metrics subgroup? I would like to thank Julia, Chavlin, Sylvia, David, Veronica, and all of you who are on the Spanish and English channel for participating in this call. Once we have all of this, so Carlton then has just confirmed, Juan Manuel has confirmed again, I confirm, Fatima, Banda, and Dev. Is there anybody else who would like to say anything else? Otherwise, we will adjourn this call. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Very quickly, I want to thank you for chairing this call. And if you need an additional call, an ad hoc call for any of the subgroups, please tell this to me 1 week ahead so I can include this on our schedule. Thank you. Jose speaking. Thank you. And then the next call will be in 1 month from now, and we will try to harmonize these elements. Sylvia, I will ask that we state on the record that the call should last 1.5 hours, because I think we will be able to debate more. And I think 1 hour will be a very short time to harmonize all of this and discuss this. So thank you again. Thank you for participating. And good afternoon, good evening, and good night. We will be talking again next month. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone. Take care. Take care. And thanks again to the interpreters.
Thanks. See you.
You're welcome, Dev.
Thank you.